This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions, and Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Download a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost and check out more details about Global Cash Card at globalcashcard.com. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Skippy the Kangaroo. I'm sorry, wrong podcast. All right?
Yeah, wrong podcast.
I'm confused.
There you go.
I'm old. I confuse easily.
You're not that old. You're only 46.
But I'm old. I'm old in my heart. My heart is old.
How do you have an old heart?
Young at heart, but I'm old.
You're old at heart?
I'm old at heart.
All right. Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack? I guess you're old.
I'm old, but I'm fine. I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to talk about Lost on ABC.
On ABC, yes. It is getting a little bit closer to when Lost is coming back, but it seems like we still have so long to go.
3 months.
A long time.
It's not a long time. I'm telling you guys, everyone keeps complaining how long it's going to be. Uh-huh. And it's going to be over. Everyone's going to like, it's over. It's over. We don't have anything left.
Well, we actually, you know, have a couple of things in the works.
Yeah, well, first, should we talk about this email first?
Well, that's once we start the show.
Why don't we say it first? All right, start the show, because I got to get on my positive.
You know, okay, we'll start with this because we are doing the show right now. What am I talking about? Okay, so
that's what I thought. I might be old, but I knew we were recording.
Okay, well, we talked about this on the last episode of the Lost Podcast, right?
Right.
Okay, and
well, how would I know?
Somebody offered to donate $100 to Autism Speaks if you and I could go a whole podcast without arguing about John Locke.
Right. Which I don't think is that hard to do.
No, I think it's very doable.
And well, she put it was going to be harder for me to make a snide comment
well,
about Locke.
Let's read the email okay. here. All right. I was just listening to this week's Lost Podcast, and yes, I confirm that I will donate $100 to Autism Speaks if you can go a whole podcast without arguing about Locke. The only proviso, or proviso, is provision. I guess that's what the abbreviation's for.
I got it.
Is that you can't edit out an argument.
We never edit. No.
We're too lazy. I'll trust you keep to your word that you don't get into one and cut it out. If I hear the podcast and there's no petty little jibes by Jack on Locke.
That hurt.
Then I'll get onto the Autism Speaks website, donate the money, and send you the email confirmation so that you know I'm a woman of my word.
Well, it's for a great cause, so we're going to be...
And this is Elizabeth here.
So, Elizabeth, we're going to be... There'll be no snide comments by me. I don't think... Well, there'll be no snide comments by me. I can't. Uh-huh. I don't even want to go down that road because one could slip out. And I don't want to cause Autism Speaks $100.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. So I will not argue about John Locke.
And I will not argue either. This is a John Locke argument-free podcast.
Right.
And if we can make it all the way through, we, Elizabeth, will donate $100 to Autism Speaks.
And we can do it.
We can totally do it.
And just since we're on the subject, our Autism Speaks 30-hour marathon podcast is going to be March 20th and 21st, starting at noon in lovely Raleigh, North Carolina.
And that will be located at the Raleigh Iceplex, 2601 Raleigh Boulevard.
Right, in Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604.
Right.
All right, so
and we'll have information on what hotels are will be available and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff. I think we're going to work with the same one we had last time because that was a nice hotel.
I think so.
I think everybody enjoyed there. It's within walking distance to the Iceplex, and we had a great time. Jorge Garcia was, on the show. Yeah,
he wasn't there.
Well, not yet there, but he was there in audio form at Ed Hockley and
several other podcasters.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and we look forward to it again this year.
Well, this year we already have Tad Stones lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Should be a good time.
Our auction is going to have the
autographed book from Robert J. Sawyer.
Yes, he's already agreed to do that.
Yep.
So Tad Stone's going to donate something to our auction, so it's going pretty good. It is we're very excited. It's going very well. But there's some more excitement down the road.
Yes. Well, we were talking about this is...
Nice segue by me.
This is the last season of Lost, right?
I'm really sad. I wish it would go on one more year. You know, for a while there, I wanted
to... We say that now when it's not in the thick of things, when Lost is going on. We get 500 emails about Esau or something else.
Esau, whatever you said it was. Now that we're not talking about John Locke. We're talking about another character.
Yes, exactly.
So it's cool. Even though... No.
You know, we're trying to, you know, think, you know, what could we do? And I guess the extent of what we can accomplish, Jack and I, isn't that big. I mean...
No.
We just don't have the backing and the kind of the power, as it's called or said. But... We actually had a company called Global Cash Card.
Right.
Michael Purcell, who works with them, met us at Comic-Con.
And he also was in Vegas the weekend we were there.
And we, you know, started talking.
Buying us drinks. I had, I think, a sarsaparilla.
And he wanted to help us with some of these contest ideas and become a sponsor of the show. And, you know, I said, sure, this could be something that could be really cool to kind of make a bigger contest and stuff like that.
I'm thinking, maybe two shirts?
Yeah, maybe two shirts for the first place? Well, you know, we just did a meeting with them, and they already got their marketing team involved, and this is going to be huge. We're really excited.
I don't get that excited that easily over, like, some contest. This one, I was like, I wish I could enter.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not just, and we can't tell you what it is yet.
Yes, yeah, so
that's going to be part of the...
The contest is gonna be huge. We'll officially release all the details in November. Well, some of the details. It's going to be kind of spread out because this is going to be a big contest. A big contest for the final season.
Now, we're still
going to
have
Lost.
We're still have our other Lost podcast contest where we give away the cool shirts.
But this one is gonna be big, and it's going to be part of what Global Cash Card sponsored. Right. Also... This is an idea I had and kind of presented to Global Cash Card and Jack. Is what would you guys, I'm asking you now, give us your feedback, send your emails, send your calls. What would you guys feel about maybe doing a final episode viewing party?
In Tinseltown.
In L.A. And I think a lot of people can get to L.A. in that area. I know it's not on the East Coast, but just kind of where everybody's located and Global Cash Card's located. It kind of works out better that way. But... Just kind of throwing it out there, what would you guys feel about a huge viewing party in L.A. for the final episode and, you know, maybe just like a small ticket fee to kind of cover the cost for the theater and stuff like that? Because it's going to, I mean, this is all really expensive.
Yeah, we're thinking $20 to $25.
Yeah, and we kind of have some, I mean, we can't really give out too many details.
Yeah, we're still working, we're actually not working on anything.
Well, yeah.
We're throwing suggestions, but it's more of us just going, cool.
And so we're kind of throwing it out there to you. What do you guys feel about it? I mean, we're trying to gauge how many people are really interested in having a finale, a series finale viewing party.
That's what I think people were worried about when we had the meeting was, would people want to leave, you know, the comfort of their own home watching the final episode, or would they rather be together? Because we've had a lot of people suggest, hey, why don't you have a premiere party in Raleigh? Why don't you have an end of the season episode in Raleigh? And I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, it's not that Raleigh's not a great town, but...
Well, okay, so, exactly. And I think with the help and the backing of Global Cash Card, this could be a really cool event. Jack and I are talking, you know, we watch the show, and then we do like a live podcast after. Just make it a big party.
We'll have tissues available, because I'm sure there's going to be some tears.
And this is it. This is the end of the show that we love. This is the end of the show.
One of the greatest shows.
Jack and I have been involved in, you know, for the past over 4 years, and how many years you guys have all been invested in it. And we want to, like, have one big send-off. So give us your feedback. Do you think this is a cool idea? Do you think you'd be able to attend? Send us an email, LostPodcast.
More than anything, if you can attend.
Yes.
We're trying to gauge it and see if it's going to be worthwhile trying to do that because, well, things that they want to do at the party.
Well, yeah. Well, exactly. So we have to gauge how many people.
The winner of their contest would be announced at the party.
No, we don't know those details yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying if we get this together, that's the part of the plan, wasn't it?
We don't know yet for sure yet. So
okay.
Don't know anything about that yet.
So forget I said that. Strike that from well, the jury. Can please strike that from the record.
But
I don't know how they forget that, but
what I'm saying is, if do you think you'd be able to attend, and just let us know, and so we can kind of get a gauge for how many people and like what kind of theater we're going to try and book and stuff like that. So send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
And let us know. Give us your honest opinions. And we're trying to make this last season as special as possible and for everybody to have a good time because this is it.
It is it.
All right. All right, so Jack.
As sad as it is. This is it. Maybe
is
I'll
it.
Even sing that song. This is it. Whatever that song is.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It might. Well, people might have to pay a little more.
You know who I love? John Locke. He's such a great leader.
I love John Locke. Great guy.
All right, Jack. You ready to get some news?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Day 92 and counting. Chris White holding the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack hostage.
That's right, Chris Wright. We are not letting this one down.
Nope. We're not letting it go.
Not letting it go.
For people, because I'm someone who just lets things go.
All right, so what is that? 92 days.
92 days and Chris. Counting. 92 days. Has it been 92 days?
Give or take a couple days, maybe.
Yeah, we might be off by a month. But
nobody said we're mathematicians.
No, we said we'd never do the math. But, has it been 92 days since Comic-Con?
Something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love how you added it by the dates. All right.
July, August, September, October.
Months. All right. So, Jack, now you ready for the news?
I'm ready for the news.
All right. Here we go.
Movie picks.
Hey, and last news.
Movie picks. Ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-ba-da-dum, dum, 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 movie picks. The new last show.
What?
Harry Truman launches last on ABC radio station.
Does sound like an old radio. You had it on spot. Johnny on the spot there.
All right. Let's see. Not so much. There's rumors going around. I don't know if this is solidified yet.
So should we say this has got spoilers in it? I haven't read it.
I'm saying before we get into this, but rumors that Lost is going to take a break during the Olympics.
I thought I read where it was true that they're going to do a couple shows, two or three shows, and then boom, hey, the Winter Olympics are coming that everyone can't wait to see.
And I'm ready for curling, but I wouldn't.
Well, you know what? Curling Lost, even if it's the Lost finale, I'm watching curling.
So yeah, I mean, I've heard about it, and I've seen some articles, but is it? Fully confirmed.
You know, it's funny. New shows aren't even taking a break for the World Series. The World Series is still on, and the regular shows are still going head-to-head with the World Series.
Yeah.
I guess that shows you how far baseball's come down. That'll be on my U-Blog.
So it may be true. It may not be true. I don't like...
A lot of... Well, V is taking a break.
Yeah, I know V is.
Because of the Olympics. I don't know if other shows are taking a break. I didn't know the Winter Olympics were that big.
I didn't either.
To me, the Summer Olympics. I didn't even watch the Summer Olympics.
That's your own fault.
Well, I'm just not into them anymore. I don't get into the dream team and stuff like that.
Because you're too old.
I want to see amateurs in the Olympics, not professionals.
That's why you watch the Padres?
That's why I watch the Padres, yes. I want to see amateurs in Major League Baseball.
Oh, man. Oh, my poor Padres. Anyways, ding.
They're lost. There's your lost news.
So, if that's true, you know, I'm a bit disappointed.
You know, what's funny is when they first said that they're going to go to January, what was the reasoning? Well, the main reason was because we're going to show it week after week after week uninterrupted.
Yeah, yeah.
They've not done it once.
No, they haven't.
Now, I know it makes it better for the show, for them, the filming-wise, because it takes a long time for each episode to be filmed. But that was what they told us. You'll have not any interruptions.
That was the deal we had.
That was the deal, but you know, I guess we got lied to.
You know, I bet, you know who I think is behind all of it?
Who?
Chris.
I think it is Chris White.
From the official podcast.
You know, he's a tough guy. He has a rough job and stuff like that, and doing the podcast, and he needs
a break. Turning those knobs, pressing record. It's very difficult.
Yeah, he needs a break. I'm swapped. I can't go on any other podcast that I promised I'd go on.
You know, I only have this one I have to do like once every 8 months.
Yeah, and most of it's just going... And now an interview with Elizabeth Mitchell. Now an interview with... I forgot. Drew a blank. I was trying to think of somebody who said...
All right. Okay, this next...
interview with Josh Holloway.
This next is an interview from Pop Candy with Whitney Matheson, which is on USA Today.com.
Pop Candy, talk about.
And if they get mad at me that I'm reading this from USA Today, hey, I pay for a subscription to USA Today.
And you didn't
Today.
Even get it for like 4 months.
So they owe me. USA Today owes me.
But you're giving them props, Pop Candy.
That's what I'm saying. But they get upset that I'm saying
now,
it on the
air. Now,
what
is Pop Candy? Is it like the Pop Rocks?
No, it's like pop culture.
Oh,
pop
and culture. It's candy like it's sweet? It's culture that's sweet?
I don't know. All right, so here
we
go.
I'm just curious about the... I know it's pop. I get the pop culture part, but it's like
last
candy.
Last Q&A, Damon Lindelof answers most of your questions.
Yeah. Answer me why you promised us we'd be on for 16 straight weeks. and it never happened.
All right, first step.
And answer me why I have begged several times to be a log-carrying guy and not even got a reply back on my tweets.
Because you know what, Jack? They don't care.
I know they don't care.
They don't care. All right, let's see here. At what point are you in creating the final episodes? We're actually writing the 8th episode right now, breaking the story for the 9th episode. We're filming the 6th episode. The blueprint for the entire season is done, but we only write the episodes one at a time because the actual genesis of the scene-by-scene work is the fun part. So we're actually, we're almost exactly halfway through.
Now, a question, I don't know if it's on there, but a question I would ask, do you feel a lot of pressure for that final episode? Are you stressing out over it?
Well, let's wait till we go through all the questions okay. here. Maybe your question will be answered.
Okay, we'll wait.
All right, this next one. There's been so much analysis of this year's promotional poster. Do you have a big part in creating that? Yeah, everything in the design of that poster is intentional. We oversaw it. Now, we know the audience looks at that stuff so closely, so we don't want there to be anything that we don't approve, especially at this point in the game.
That makes sense.
That's a big point. That makes sense. Big reveal. Why is neither Walt nor Vincent in the season 6 promo picture? Holly. Well, I'm not going to explain why anything is what it is, other than that everything is by design.
Well, whatever happened.
You'll just have to watch the final season and decide for yourself. It's a little bit like, why is Paul McCartney holding a cigarette with his right hand when he's a lefty on the album Abbey Road?
Oh.
Abbey Road cover.
Vincent's dead.
Was that the Paul is Dead? I thought that was in another
album. I thought Paul is Dead album. I don't know. I can't keep track. They had so many albums.
Is the ending you envision when you first created the show still in place? And that's from Danzies.
Well, hold on a second. There's no way they're going to say no. There's no way he said no.
That's a great question. Yes, the actual ending is exactly the same as we always planned on it being, except we didn't know if we were going to get there after... 2 seasons, 4 seasons, or after 6 seasons. So the road to the ending has had to change significantly. But the ending itself, whether people like it or not, that's the ending we've had.
I like that attitude. Whether you like it or not, that's what we're going with.
Will Walt have any major role in the upcoming season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
He was important for a while because of his gif, but that story has never been realized. Mr. Rhymes 01. I think a lot of people are justifiably frustrated about the Walt of it all. We said he has a special ability, and the others obviously grabbed him and studied him for a while. Then they got freaked out by him and decided to let him go. I think that
they're trying to that guy going, that's my son.
I think that there are certain stories on the show that feel like dangling participles based on external factors. For us, we're incredibly limited by the fact that Malcolm David Kelly was growing at an exponentially faster rate than the show was progressing.
Stop giving the kids steroids.
So, you know, when we showed him in season 5 and Locke trying to recruit members of the Oceanic 6, the only way that it worked was to see him 3 years older. But hopefully why Walt was special and the role he played on the show will have a new significance when all is said and done.
Oh, so that's great for the people who want to know.
And I'm not sure we really need the character of Walt to explain the significance.
Oh.
Will we ever get...
Well, wait, hold on a second. Does that mean that he's involved in Esau, maybe? Or log carrying? Not what we call him, DWG? Or
I
Jacob?
Know. We'll have to see. All right, will we ever get more on the backstory on Libby, or at least find out her nickname?
Nope.
P.D. Cougar. Libby is someone we get asked about a lot, and she's another one of those cases where it's more of an issue of our relationship with the actor than his desire to tell the story. It's our hope that Cynthia Watros will come back one more time and finish that story, but that's up to her. We asked her last year if she wasn't interested in doing it. Hopefully she'll change her mind.
She was on an episode of Criminal Minds, and it was a small part, too, so I don't know why she wouldn't come back and do an episode of Lost. Maybe she gives a call and let us know if she's listening.
One actor definitely won't be returning for the season finale, right? Can you tell me more about that? We did ask an actor who's played a significant role in the show to come back and do some work on season 6.
Why aren't they having Matthew Fox?
And they said no.
Matthew's got a temper.
Shh, can you let the answer finish before you give your little funny comments? I hope you saw my review I gave you on iTunes. Gosh. But I'm not going to confirm who
that is. Not as good as they used to be.
Not going to confirm who that is. All I'll say is that the person was never a series regular.
Well, hold on. It's got to be Cindy.
No, why would he? That's
never a series regular. So who?
She says no last season, not this season. Damon, I have a question about
my... So it's Harold Perrineau.
Second favorite character on the show, Frank Lapidus.
No, because Harold Perrineau said he would love to come back on the show.
And he was a series regular. Ever since he appeared on season 6 promotional poster, there has been a lot of speculation on the message boards. So anyway, my question is, will Frank be promoted to the main character status next season? And if so, will he be getting a centric episode? Because that would be basically the most awesome thing ever. Bish Fiskit.
Unfortunately, main character gets a little more cash.
Yes, Lapidus is definitely a series regular this season.
All right, Frank.
Jeff Fahey was a recurring character up through last year. Now, whether or not Lapidus makes it to the end of the season is anyone's guess, but he's definitely one of the A-team this year.
Oh, I like Frank Lapidus.
So do I. I think a lot of people do. All right, next one. How many people do make it to the end of the season? You really think I'm going to answer this question?
Let's see. I just don't do the math.
Not all of them, that's for sure. Are we going to return to the numbers? They obviously played a huge role in the beginning. Then we got away from them and started focusing more on the characters. Will we ever come back to them? Tommy F. I like Tommy's question a lot better than the way I usually hear that question is, which is, what do the numbers mean? I can say one of the things that we're really focused on doing this year is trying to make the entire season as satisfying as possible. We know if we wait until the very last episode of the show to give answers or revelations, there's no way it'll be satisfying. So we're trying to get out that stuff as we go along. And all I would say is this is the final season of Lost. We would be enormously remiss if we were to not evaluate the numbers and their significance.
Wow. Okay.
All right, next one. Will we find out what Ben and Kate talked about on the beach when he had her join him for breakfast wearing that dress? It has been driving me crazy for so long. This is one of the things that no matter what we say, it doesn't matter how many times we say it, I don't know what it is about that scene where people think it's really significant piece of information is transferred between the two of them on the beach. Kate is actually working undercover for Ben or something like that. Nothing happened. That's the real answer. We never intended it to feel that way, and when we say nothing happened, they think we're lying or we originally had planned to abandon the plan. All I can say is, hand to God, nothing happened.
Well, that's a problem with a show like Lost, though. Every scene is picked apart. So if you're going to film a scene like that and you have really no answer for it, I remember that scene. We were thinking there was something more than what there was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do that, no one to blame but yourself.
At the end of Lost's final season, will we have an ironclad, nothing else to say conclusion, or will we be left with the possibility of spinoffs and feature films?
Don't stop
MV dubs.
Leaving.
I think it is our intention that the end of the story of Lost is the final episode of the television series. We have no desire whatsoever to make a movie or leave any threads hanging. That being said, some people will think it's enormously satisfying. Other people will think it's not satisfying enough. It all depends on the way you watch the show. But the worst thing you could ever do is just answer some of the things and then say we'll answer other things in the Lost movie in theaters 2 years from now. The television show is our version of Lost, and once it ends... that's the end. J.K. Rowling, I guess is how you're supposed to say it, said she was going to write 7 Harry Potter books and that she was true to her word. There are 6 seasons of Lost, and that's it.
I can live with that.
It's clear that you and Carlton Cuse have formed a creative friendship on the show and forever be linked in Lost fans' minds. Are there any plans for the two of you to use your collective genius on projects post-Lost, with or without the polar bear? I love collaborating with different people. J.J. Abrams and I created the show together. Carlton and I run the show together. And writing the Star Trek movie with Bob Orkey and Alex Kurtzman. I love finding new creative partnerships, but then continuing partnerships I'm already in. So I don't know if it will be soon or later, but I hope Carlton and I work together again on something entirely different than Lost.
I think they could do a comedy. Like a sitcom? Seriously, I think they're witty enough they could do a sitcom.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if writing a sitcom is harder than writing a drama. I think sitcoms, I think, would be harder to do because you have to get that right audience, and most sitcoms right now are terrible, so I don't know. I'd like to hear his point of view on that one.
I am actually curious as to the status of Damon's involvement with the Dark Tower series. Is there hope for us Stephen King's fans that this project is in the works? Lori Q. You'll be hard-pressed to find a huger fan of the Dark Tower than me, but that's probably the reason that I shouldn't be the one to adapt it. After 6 years of working on Lost, the last thing I want to do is spend the next 7 years adapting one of my favorite books of all time. I'm such a massive Stephen King fan that I'm terrified of screwing it up. I'd do anything to see these movies be written by someone else. My guess is that they'll get made because they're so incredible, but not by me. In today's film and television industries, is the next question, it seems like there are far fewer writers willing to take risks for originality's sake. What advice do you have to aspiring writers who are passionate about that particular story, even if it risks not being given a chance by today's audience, Josh G? As cliche as it sounds, if you have an original voice and original idea, then no matter what anybody says, you have to find a way to tell the story. My only advice would be you to have to exercise patience. I think the freshman mistake you feel such passion for something that you need to tell it now, as opposed to saying, let me establish myself in 5 years from now when I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, a little bit more experienced. Maybe that's the time to tell the story. Sometimes you get a present for somebody a month before their birthday and you just want to give it to them immediately, but timing is everything. So I would say it might feel like your idea is a hard sell now, but in a couple of years, the timing will be right. Whatever you do, don't give up.
Good advice. I like he's not giving one word answers.
Yeah. Is there any chance that once this season ends, there will be a continuation of Lost through movie, books, or website? Will you be doing anything to keep the fans alive after Lost is over? I think the fans themselves will probably generate a lot of material like fanfic and that kind of stuff. But I feel like our story's over. We don't own Lost. ABC and Disney do. So if they decided to generate some of that stuff, they might very well do so. But it's not going to be with our participation. As much as I want the fans to have new material, I feel like at the end of the day, they'd want to kill us for it. Because the whole purpose of announcing an end date is to end.
I agree, but I could see ABC doing something, or Disney doing something like a Lost the cartoon.
What's cool is for BSG fans, they actually filmed a movie, and it's came out yesterday.
Yeah, actually. I can't watch it because I still haven't finished the series yet.
Yep, exactly. But I can. Are you sad it's ending? I'm not sad it's ending. I'm really happy it's ending. I'm sad about the fact that we're not going to be writing it anymore. Like the process of writing it, working on it, such an incredible thing. I don't feel sadness that the show is ending because I feel like it's exactly the right thing to do. I can't imagine that we would have ever gotten this far if we hadn't announced an end date. It would have just gotten absurd and boring and stalling, and it would have sucked. I'm so glad that that's not the legacy of the show. The legacy of the show is going to be this instead.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Do you think more series should follow the Lost model and announce end dates? For me as a viewer, I like knowing where I am in a book. Certainly for Battlestar, it was great to know where you were in the story. I think viewers sometimes want to know that. It also helps them getting over frustrating patches of stuff they don't like, but it all depends on the show. Some shows sustain themselves forever. There's no reason that Grey's Anatomy ever needs to end. I remember when Heroes' first season came on the scene, people were asking Tim that same question. He said, Heroes can go on forever. There's no reason it never, ever needs to end, because there will always be characters with these abilities, and there will be interesting stories to tell.
I thought Heroes announced it after season one.
Heroes has a different design than Lost does. But I look at a show like Flash Forward and go, yeah, it would probably help that show for them to say it's a 3-season or 4-season show, and then it ends, so that audience at least gets a sense of where they are in the story. If you listen to the Robert J. Sawyer interview that we did with the writer of the book Flash Forward and is part of the consultants for Flash Forward, you can hear what he has to say about it.
And download that on iTunes.
Yes.
Under Jay and Jack's Flash Forward podcast.
Flash Forward cast with Jay and Jack.
Something like that.
Lost has inspired me to learn more about literature, philosophy, history, time travel, and so many other subjects. What is the coolest thing you've learned and that you didn't know prior to creating the show? Good question. Well, we started doing research on time travel back in season 2. Way back in season 2, we found out about this thing, CERN. It was this gigantic particle accelerator that they're going to turn on, this multi-billion dollar project. 60 Minutes actually did a story on it. It's fascinating. They're trying to create antimatter, quarks, and all sorts of crazy things in there. But it keeps breaking. They keep pushing back the date they're going to turn it on. So I've become sort of obsessed with this project and the guy on the team that's behind it. Normally that science stuff goes right overhead, but I'm fascinated. And actually CERN, that's in the book Flash Forward, that's the catalyst or part of where that book starts. I would love to know what song Damon thinks would best match the mood of season 6. Wow, I'd say Visions of Johanna by Bob Dylan. Why? I have a song on my iPod, and when I hear it, I think about the show. There are certain lyrical phrases in that song that are very well suited to Lost.
Wow.
Hmm.
So that's a clue, right?
Maybe.
I was thinking Journey's Don't Stop Believing. That's how they should end
it. That's for Sopranos.
That's how they should end it.
Has the Lost team been documenting the process of creating the show since the very beginning? As a fan who loves the way the show is constructed, I hope once the show is over, we may see some sort of documentary-style feature or book that will tell fans...
That is a great... I would watch it.
How the show is conceived, creative process that occurred moving through the years. Brian Cincinnati. I think there's going to be a Lost Encyclopedia where we talk about all that stuff, but it's not like we've been bringing the camera crews into the writer's room so they can see how we do what we do. A lot of creation of the show is like a magic trick, and I think it would be like David Copperfield explaining how he made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Well, I want to know how he made it disappear, so I would watch that. Other shows have done that. I've seen documentaries on other shows, how they work behind the scenes, like movies, Star Wars and stuff, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the fans would want... We're going to want something after Lost is over.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the DVD is at a lot.
But I want to know.
All right. Let's see. What is your least favorite episode of Lost? Oh, my God. Pauses. I think my least favorite episode is the episode that we did the first season called Homecoming. It's when Claire comes back from having been in the jungle for a couple of days after being abducted by the others, and Ethan comes after her. The backstory is Charlie is trying to go straight, and he's selling copiers. At the end of the episode, he shoots Ethan.
I wrote that episode.
I wrote that episode, and it's my least favorite episode of the show ever. I'm surprised by the answer. It's not an episode fans usually name is their least favorite. The episode's fans bring up most is Stranger in a Strange Land, which is the episode with Bai Ling and Jack and his tattoos.
Yep, kind of agree with him on that one.
And basically,
I agree with the fans on that one.
And basically, I feel it's unfair to bag on that episode. Am I a huge fan of it? No. But at the same time, there were so many different circumstances that led to that episode that needed to be written, and so many ideas that didn't work.
Now, I think he's just being politically correct.
Well, hold on a second,
because he's...
We're going to finish his statement, then you can say it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Damon. Go ahead.
Jeez, Kanye. am I a huge fan of it? No, but at the same time, there were so many different circumstances that led to that episode that needed to be written, and so many ideas that didn't work. The fact that it all coalesced... There was a bad casting decision made.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bad premise decision made. There was a bad flashback story. Just everything that could go wrong did. But I don't think it was because the script was terrible. Homecoming, I think, was flawed on almost every single level that an episode of Lost could be.
Now, is he saying Homecoming because he wrote it and he's just trying to be nice?
I don't know.
I just, you know, like, if you don't want to look like a jerk, so you say the episode you wrote. I didn't think, I liked Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand how Charlie, who was a heroin addict, who was a bloody rock god, could suddenly shoot a gun with no problem.
But see, I liked Homecoming because it made sense. Like, it showed how he tried to get straight and narrow so he could...
Well, I agree, but we all question, hey, how does this guy who's never fired, that we have never seen,
fire a gun? Well, I don't think it's that bad as Bai Ling and all
that. No, the Bai Ling one was horrible. I mean, like I said, any episode of Lost is better than most shows on television. But that episode was like, it was hard to come in here and podcast and go, hey, welcome to Lost Podcast.
They're terrible.
I think we actually did say it wasn't one of our favorites.
Yeah.
We didn't say ho-hum like the transmission.
They didn't do podcasts at that point. Remember, they retired.
Yeah, but they said ho-hum about another one. So. I think they went back and watched it.
And then said ho-hum. So do you think you've become a better writer since Lost began? I hope so. I feel like I've become a better listener, and that's led to better writing. I don't know.
I got a question on the listening thing. Again, I've sent him several tweets and not one response.
I don't know. I'm still incredibly proud of the pilot, having written the pilot, but I'm equally proud of the season 3 finale. But writing is like a really good baseball player. Even really good baseball players strike out all the time. So I just have to allow myself to say, sometimes I write better than other times. I think I know more now than I knew at the beginning, but I don't know if I'm any better of a writer.
You know the problem about really good baseball players? They end up on just a couple teams.
This is interesting. They said the past Comic-Con was the last Lost panel ever. The last Lost panel ever. Is this...
Well, not the last official Lost panel.
Exactly. We're doing ours.
Yeah, so there.
We're not like some people.
Yeah.
That's not true, is it? You've got to come back one last time after it's all wrapped up because we're all...
Okay, hold on a second. They're invited to ours.
Because we all know you won't answer every single question on TV, Raphael J. I think the idea of appearing on the Comic-Con panel to answer questions the show to answer would be almost as bad if we don't answer it in the show. Because we didn't want to answer it. Would we go to Comic-Con and do some kind of retrospective at some point where we get everybody back together to talk about the show? Yeah, I think that would be cool 5-10 years from now, but certainly not next year, a month after the finale has aired. Don't worry, Raphael.
We'll be there.
We'll be there, and we'll be doing a Lost panel, so yes. Don't worry about it.
And we'll answer the questions that weren't answered. To the best of our ability.
I have lots of questions, but Damon won't answer them, and I wouldn't want to spoil anything anyway. Can he at least tell us when the season premiere will be? Honest to God, they haven't given us a date yet.
Is ridiculous.
I don't even know what night it's going to be on. We've been on Wednesday at 9 for a while, but ABC's comedies are actually working.
I thought it was going to Thursday.
And I actually like Modern Family and Cougar Town, so I'm not sure that they'll move them. I don't know what it means for us, but all I've ever heard is mid to late January. We're doing 18 hours, two-hour premiere, two-hour finale. So if we end in mid-May, we can't premiere any later than late January.
I don't get how they don't know.
We don't know yet.
But pick a date. I'm not blaming the writers of Lost, the producers of Lost. ABC, let's go. Chop, chop.
So, I mean, that's a great interview. I love that he answered all the questions well.
He answered them, didn't go, yes, no, okay, maybe. He answered them.
Yeah. And that is on Pop Candy, part of USA Today, with Whitney Matheson. So, check that out.
We should have Whitney Matheson on our podcast.
We should. Whitney, come on
down. If you're on there, come on. You can be there and you can take the spot of Chris.
All right, Jack, what do you say we get to our first sponsor before listen to feedback?
Do it.
All right, here we go. All right, one of today's sponsors is Global Cash Card, who is working with us on our contest and our season finale party.
Hey, can I say something?
What?
I don't like to suck up. Only time I'd ever suck up would be to be log carrying guy.
Uh-huh.
But these guys are not only going to be good for us, they're really going to be good for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really huge Lost fans, and it's crazy what they're going to be doing. That's all I got to say. Crazy.
All right, so.
Crazy good.
So here's one of the things here. For a quick note for all you business owners out there, entrepreneurs, or any companies that pay people around the world, the American Payroll Association states that for every check you issue, the cost is about $2 a paycheck. So if you're paying 100 employees, that's $200 biweekly, $400 monthly, $4,800 yearly. And that's not even including the cost of FedEx send the checks to different states to pay people. You can also use the card for diem pay, termination pay, or as a travel card. If you want to take your company 100% paperless, no checks, no pay stubs, no W-2s, all text messaging, then go to Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. And if you mention Jane Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you.
Wow.
For more information, go to www.globalcashcard.com. So if you mention Jane Jack or the Lost Podcast, or Jack is a loser, that's not negative about Locke, is it?
Well, let's see. Hold on a second. I have no hair. John Locke has no hair. No, I would say no.
Go to globalcashcard.com. All right, Jack, are you ready to get some listener feedback?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
You make any more noise over there?
What I got? It's like... From my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. I never smoked, but...
What is that from?
Rush Limbaugh used to say that all the time. Well, that's what I heard.
Why don't you go buy a football team?
I couldn't. They wouldn't let me.
All right, go.
This one is from Liam from England. Do we know another character, Liam from England? Wasn't Charlie's brother Liam?
Wasn't Liam Neeson's name Liam? Liam?
I think it still is. Well, it could be.
Is that Liam Neeson?
It could be. You never know.
All right, go ahead.
Well, Liam Neeson, if that's you... You want to come on the podcast and take Chris's spot anytime you want. The Mr. Echo storyline fiasco solved, maybe. Hey, guys, it's bugging me recently on your show that Jay seems so clueless. I changed it. It said that everyone seems so clueless to where Mr. Echo's storyline went. Now, I don't know if it was a dream, if I dreamt this, or I actually randomly stumbled onto this ages ago, but I swear after Mr. Echo left, I read about them giving him a storyline to Desmond. Giving the storyline to Desmond. Did you ever read that?
No, I haven't read that.
I think it went along the lines of instead of Desmond flashing through time, it was Echo, which firstly would be plausible because they were both in the hatch explosion. But the flash were to be more spiritual dream thing. So I don't remember reading that, but I'm not questioning you, Liam. I don't remember reading that. His bond with Charlie building the church was only the real bond that Echo had at the island minus Anna Lucia and Locke. And were to build that so Echo was one that who was going to tell Charlie he was going to die. Well, that, you know, really does make sense, though.
Yeah, because they did have that bond together.
They did. The last stuff changed that they reworked so early, though. Desmond, that was the only person who could reasonably give it to the storyline, plus it's a little bit time warp penny loving. So I think Liam's right. I think it is Desmond.
That makes sense. I don't know if it is, but it makes sense.
Well, everything makes sense, but I don't remember reading about it. But it does make sense that because he would be the one to tell, because who else would tell Charlie he was going to die?
Yeah.
Claire? You know, Charlie, you're going to die. I'll go make Sawyer some coffee. Right?
Yes, yes.
So I think Liam is...
Get away from my baby! I don't want your death around my baby!
What ring? I'm going to leave you a ring.
I'm going to forget the ring. I can't pay attention to a little ring. Got my baby. Got to pay attention to a baby.
Then I'm going to leave my baby where? On a leaf in a jungle all by itself. With a smoke monster going all the way around.
And then I'll give it to Kate, who'll leave it by herself in a grocery store.
And she'll call it Goober. Goober the baby. This is great. Man. We're taking our Locke anger and taking it to Claire. That doesn't count.
It doesn't Elizabeth, count. That doesn't it count. Does it's not Claire, count.
Because it doesn't count.
All right.
But I like Claire. Just point that out. You don't, but I do.
All right. This one is titled Mr. Lapidus. Jane Jack, love the show. I've been listening for the past 3 years. Walt is the name of my new boss, so every time someone says his name, I always think in my head, that's my son. I was wondering if you guys think we'll ever get a background story of Lapidus. I know he's been really, I know he hasn't really been a main character, but he seems to pop up on various occasions.
Well, if you listen to the interview.
I think that question is already answered. We don't have to answer it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the podcast. They are the only thing to keep me sane while waiting for the new season to start. Brad P.
Isn't it funny, though, that how I say this all the time with emails and stuff, how Lost has taken over our life. Like someone says, you know, Michael, and you go, that's my son. just things like Lost, you can't help but it just... Because it does. It's 24 hours a day of thinking of Lost, and when it's over, we'll go back to being normal. And
I don't think we ever go back to being normal. I don't
think, but things like that, you just think of, like, someone says Kate, you think of Kate, and you look at her and go, well, is she really a Kate? I don't know.
Whenever I hear Kate, I always think of Jack's, like, wimpy little voice, Kate.
We gotta go back, Kate.
We gotta go back, Kate.
I did that to someone one day. To Kate, we gotta go back, Kate. And they just looked at me like I was crazy. You know, last episode we talked about our outdoor cat. It has no name. We call it the Mommy Kitty. So we had quite a few suggestions. And, you know, since it's hiatus time, I know a lot of people don't like hiatus time because they go, this show is horrible and give one star. But we don't care because we're here for you. And we're here to name the outdoor cat. So we got some people with...
We asked for suggestions and we got a lot of suggestions. The name...
Name, and so I'm going to read off some we have. This one says, perfect cat name. Since it's a female cat, I think it should be named Jay.
That's funny.
I hope this is not too late to name the perfect cat name, Dharma. My parents actually recently adopted a kitten and tried to convince them to name it Dharma, but it didn't work out. Haha. I don't know if Heather will suggest Dharma, so I don't know if it will get a lot of votes, but please consider it, because I think it's a great lost name. Thanks for the awesome podcast. You guys are great. Jessica. So Dharma, okay. Remember Dharma.
But see, then when I think like just naming something Dharma, I think of Dharma and Greg, and it's just like too many bad memories.
Yeah, the first one was from Etched. So this one's from Lauren. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She named the cat Jughead. I like that. But it's a female cat. Would you call a female cat Jughead?
No, that's just mean. That's gonna give it like all sorts of problems.
This one's easy, Jim W. And remember, this is not me saying this. I'm just reading it.
Okay.
This one. Is easy, Jane Locke. The cat should be named Jane Locke.
I think it's a great name because that would make the cat a great leader.
It would be a great cat leader, Jay. Well, you know, it's a survival cat. It's a female cat. It survived. I mean, we got wild animals out here. We've had other cats in our house that got out and never returned.
Mm-hmm.
This cat, for some reason, just you fed it once and it's been here for 2 years. So it's a great survival cat, and John Locke is a survivalist. So Jane Locke. I like that. This one's from Jimmy. I think you should name the cat Dharma Rose. And remember that, because you're going to hear that name quite often. Or Maybe not. Jason, the outside cat, should be named Rousseau. It's a perfect for a mother wandering Rousseau. Out in the wild. If the cat is a little bit crazy, even more fitting. That's from Jason.
I like Rousseau. I think that
Rousseau,
works.
And we got so far. I like Jane Locke, Dharma Rose, and Rousseau.
Okay.
Or Dharma Rose. What did I say? Dharma Rose? Whatever I said. This one's from Matt. Since a cat is a girl already and has two word name, I said replace the two names with Dharma Lady. Love the podcast and the flash forward. Your Hugo Cup win. Oh, it's from our Hugo Cup winner, Matt.
All right. How's the Hugo Cup treating?
How's it doing? We haven't got
any pictures.
No pictures. No, you know, celebrating. You know, maybe you would, you know, was pouring some champagne in it and drinking out of the cup. No problem, Matt. There'll be another vote this year. I'm not putting any pressure on you. This one's from Steph. Jack, you should name the cat Dharma. It'd be totally awesome. Love the show. So there's two votes for Dharma. All right, this one's got several names. Naming the outdoor cat. This email contains a spoiler for Jay. He shouldn't read it. See below. Okay, I'm holding on a second.
It's not spoiling Battlestar, is it, for you? I've already seen it all.
Really? So let's see. Say something while I'm reading this. I'm making sure it doesn't have any spoilers.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime.
All right, here's some names. Whispers. Fish Biscuit.
Whispers. I like Whispers.
DeGroot.
Okay.
Mikhail, because it's nine lives.
True.
No, Mikhail had pronounced.
Very true. That works.
Mrs. Friendly.
Mrs. Friendly. Okay.
Other Cat.
Other Cat. All right.
Dude Count. I like that one. Dude Count. Dude Count. Hey, Dude Count, get over here. Hydra.
Hydra. Okay.
Eve. Skater. Jader. Quarantine. Tina for short. Ring Lady. Incident. Sid, fear not. Constance, or Connie for short. And that's from Sharon and Paul.
All
right. I like that. I like the, there's some great names.
Yeah,
there.
Some good ones in
so
there.
So I think now we're going to have another contest, pick the, vote on the thing.
Well, we'll pick three and then people can vote.
Well, here's Elizabeth Dharma Rose.
Okay.
And Laura, this one says, my vote for Mommy Kitty is Kate, is why. Like Kate, Mommy Kitty is a little bit on the wild side. Also imagine Mommy Kitty being fiercely protective of her young, just like Kate was to Aaron.
And she'll leave the kitties in a grocery store by themselves.
I want a juice box. Okay, Goober. So, what do you think? Kate?
All right, let's pick three here. I think Dharma Rose for sure.
Dharma Rose for sure.
Where was three there? What was the one after Dharma Rose?
Jane Locke?
That was one before. What was the one after Dharma Rose?
Oh, Rousseau.
Rousseau, I like Rousseau.
And
what about this list? I kind of like Dude Count.
Let me see this list.
Hold on.
They're all great names. I mean, the cat right now is going under Mommy Kitty, and she just looks at me like I'm crazy.
I like Whispers.
That's a cat's name. That's.
Oh, it is a cat.
I know, but that's a cat's a cat. That's a, come on, Whispers.
It sounds like Whiskers, so it makes sense for it to be called Whispers.
I think I read it as Whiskers. I just assumed it was. I think I said so. Whispers.
Whispers.
Hmm.
Give me your Whispers. Come here.
I like Other Cat. On this list, I like Dude Count Other Cat.
All right, so we'll do five. Vote now. You get to pick between Rousseau,
Dharma Rose,
Whispers,
Dude Count, and Other Cat.
So
now remember, be serious about this because this is a living thing, and it just has to live with this for the rest of its life. It's been going under Mommy Kitty for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 2 years because it didn't have cats for 2 years, but.
So, send an email with what you think the cat should be named out of those five selections.
And just to let you know, we probably won't answer.
Rousseau, Dharma Rose, Whispers.
Other Cat,
and Dude Count.
And your choice is Whispers. You like Whispers.
I like Whispers.
I think I did read it off Whiskers. I don't know what I did.
Old.
I'm old and I forget, so I like it. And Dude Count. I never even thought about Dude Count.
Of course you didn't think of Dude Count. Jeez. All right, let's get into our last ad of the day. Then we'll get to the phone calls. What do you say, Jack?
Cool beans.
All right, here we go. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere. This month's book of the month for the Lost Podcast is Catch-22. Yes, Catch-22, which was featured at the end of Season 3. You can download it for free at audiblepodcast.com/lost. It's going to be great.
It's really 35,000.
Over, I think they're up to like 60,000 now. But
so why are you still saying 35,000?
Because that's what that's the information they told me. So that's official information that they gave me.
That is a lot of books.
But the book of the month is Catch 22, which is there on audible.com.
Check them
out. So get it for free at audiblepodcast.com/lost. All right.
Cool.
All right. So let's get into the phone calls, Jack.
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack. This is Ramon from Vancouver, Washington. Just wanted to say that the last few weeks of last season's podcast were really hard to listen to. The constant bickering between you two was like watching Lucy and Ricky go at it over and over again. Where I would normally defend Jay, I'm totally on Jack's side on this issue, and that is the lock issue. What I suggest to Jay is that you yourself call into the Married Man podcast for some marital advice, or some relationship advice, I should say. But the reality is, all Jack is saying is that Locke is not the hero you think he is. He is not the hero you want him to be. He's not saying that he doesn't like him. And the truth is that people do fail in life at times. And I think, Jay, you just want it to be more. And I think you might be in denial. Jack, though, you're not off the hook. I am from Southern California, from Anaheim, and if I hear you badmouth In-N-Out one more time, I swear I will reach my hands through this phone and do something really bad to you. Actually, I'm just kidding. I'm about as intimidating as Jay looks. But you really need to stop badmouthing In-N-Out. They do have the best hamburgers in the world. Jack, it will make you feel any better. I'm a Bronco fan for life, and I vote for Ed Hockley for best NFL referee of the year. And lastly, I've heard you guys mention Club 33 from Disneyland. I'm a Disneyland fanatic to some, and had the chance to go to Club 33 and as a gift from my wife for our anniversary, and it was awesome. The food was sublime, and the funnest part of that little experience was that we picked out what we wanted to eat, and then I looked closer at the menu and realized there were no prices, and I knew we had to pay, and that's when I thought, oh, crap, can't wait to see the bill. And sure enough, it was quite the bill. So anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Can't wait till next season. See ya.
Jan, Jack, Dave in Atlanta. I am doing the Season 3 rewatch, and watched Man from Tallahassee last night. And the one thing that really struck me in the rewatch was the scene where Ben is in his little bed after the back surgery and Locke has come in there and not really sure what Locke's doing other than talking to him and trying to find out some information. But one of the things that struck me was that Ben says to Locke that on the island there's this great big box, and whenever you wish it, whatever you wish basically appears, and then Locke, of course, makes the famous, I hope it's big enough for a submarine comment. Well, the reason why that kind of dawned upon me was I was thinking about the Ajira, the, I don't know what you call them, the Jacobites. They were carrying a big box that happened to have Locke's body in it. It kind of made me think of that box that Ben was talking about, as is that maybe that box is actually the magic box and that's not actually really Locke, which would be kind of disappointing because Locke is just such a miserable leader generally. But it would create something interesting there if you could kind of wish up another one, which I know would make Jay excited because, of course, he'd probably like 3 or 4 Locks on the show. Anyway, interested to hear your opinion on that. The number one reason I think I was thinking that way is because Locke wasn't in a coffin. You're just not going to plop a body in one of those containers and carrying them around. Anyway, love the show. Can't wait for the next one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Scott from Spokane here. I was just listening to your podcast about the listener theory of how Claire was the only innocent person left, and that's why she was temporarily out of the game. But what about Rose? She's never killed anyone. And the only bad thing she did was yell at Miles for eating the peanut butter or whatever those were, the nuts. But, yeah, maybe you should think about that. And, yeah, let me know what you think. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, he's kind of right about Rose. But, you know, Rose had a chance to go work for Dharma. But Rose didn't want to work for Dharma, so I don't think she's that innocent. I think deep down she wanted to work for Dharma, but am I just bitter about that?
Maybe.
But she did. She hasn't killed anybody. But her husband did. Is that guilt by association?
In fact, she knew
he was going to kill someone.
Yeah, but that was killing somebody self-defense.
Well, she called him Rambo. She called him Rambo. She was pumping him up to kill someone.
I don't know if that's true.
Is he completely innocent on that one?
I don't know for sure.
But I forgot about Rose, but yeah, he's right. He's right. Rose mm-hmm. and so Scott, you're right. Rose and Claire. And Rose, well, I don't think Rose, if Bernard would have been killed, would have been serving coffee the next day. Like Claire did with Charlie died.
Who knows?
I think she'd be a little more upset if Bernard died. Because who would she have to
eat? So then are we saying Claire's not innocent either?
Well, I'm just saying, between the two of them, Claire just seemed like nothing happened the next day.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Rose, or a couple days later, Rose would have been just devastated if something would have happened to Bernard.
Mm-hmm. No one she was quiet for like years.
Yeah, no one to yell at. So maybe Rose is the innocent one. That's all I'm saying. And then Dave, man. Dave's call, did he have a flash forward there?
I think it just like it got paused in his call or whatever.
Would you want to have three or four? I would. I'd want to have three or four locks on this episode.
I would totally. Let's make a lock city.
So what do you think? That you could just wish things or the box and...
No, I don't think so. I think the box was just figurative. I don't think there's a literal box. That's just me.
Or we'll probably never find out for sure.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
All right. But it is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Ramon, who at first he doesn't like the lock bickering.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen to this episode... It's a perfect.
This is a
Ramon.
This is a bickering free podcast.
Yeah, so it's a Ramon episode. But he's been to Club 33. Jealous.
Massively jealous.
I'll tell you right now. I'd rather go to Club 33 than be log carrying guy on Lost.
I'd agree.
In a second.
I'd agree.
As much as I'd love to be killed in a horrible death on Lost, I would like to be in Club 33.
I agree.
Because I walk by it all the time going, I can't go in there. I mean, how many times we've been to Disneyland?
Look at it every single time.
As far as the In-N-Out is not, I don't think it's terrible food. It's just not as great as people say it is. And I will
but it
always,
is, though.
And I'm watching out because I know he's reaching through right now and doing something nasty. But as far as Ed Hockley, I agree. I think Ed Hockley is a great ref.
I agree, yeah.
The call, you know.
Everyone
makes mistakes.
And they fix that some rule in the rules.
Some people go to In-N-Out and think it's good food. So everyone makes mistakes. Ramon.
All right.
I'm a little upset that I'm a Bronco fan. God, I just still can't believe the Broncos are 6-0. I cannot believe it. But you know why? Because they don't have Jay Cutler.
Yep.
Seriously, that is why you're 6-0. You don't have Jay Cutler.
Exactly. I agree. All right. You ready for the last set of calls here?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. What's up? This is Tommy the Duck. I've been watching season 3 and season 5. Kind of, mixing in between the two. It's kind of weird, but it's very interesting. I noticed a couple of interesting parallels here. First of all, in Dead is Dead, now that we know that Locke is actually the anti-Jacob, all sorts of foreshadowing just throughout the whole episode without even giving any specific examples. But one thing that I just noticed was that in Dead is Dead, Ben says, talking about the monster, he says to Son, he says, I don't have a name for it, but I believe you guys call it the monster. And then in The Cost of Living, after Echo dies and John Locke and party discover the body, John Locke says basically the same thing. He says, I believe you guys call it the smoke monster, but I don't have a name for it. And I just thought that was really interesting, something that I didn't catch until today, actually watching that DVD. And then one other interesting thing also in The Cost of Living is when Echo is talking to Yemi's ghost, which we all assume is the actual smoke monster, even though Yemi in his priest getup, you know, the priest uniform is all black, but there's all sorts of white all over it. I don't know if it's supposed to be like chalk dust or what, but there's white all over it. And I didn't know if that, you know, had anything to do with black versus white. Obviously, the uniform is black, but maybe they're trying to say something by having it be all rubbed in white dust. I don't know, just a couple of things that I thought of.
Yes, hi, I called a couple of minutes ago and got cut off, so I'm going to leave my message again. Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Roxana from Puerto Rico, and I have a theory. I was rewatching season 4, and in the episode The Shape of Things to Come, there is a scene between Ben and Whitmore that resembles a lot the opening scene from the season 5 finale. They talk about how they can't kill each other, just like Jacob and the WG guy can't. And Whitmore also says that Ben took everything away from him. I think Whitmore will turn out to be Jacob and then Ben somehow to the WG. This is my theory, and let me know what you guys think. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack, it's Jason from Colorado, just calling in to put in my vote for what you should name the outdoor cat, Frogurt. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, we got to add Frogurt to the list.
Okay, so six out of the six.
That's a pretty cool name, but the only problem is I don't want people shooting arrows at my cat.
Flaming arrows at that.
Flaming arrows at the cat. Because
there are a lot of trees around your house.
Well, that and you burn the house down. So.
Exactly.
Not that I don't care about the cat, but... You can't shoot arrows at a cat. That's just wrong.
So you can vote from Whispers.
Whispers.
Frogurt.
Rousseau.
Dharma Rose. Dude Count.
And
Other Cat.
Yeah. So I like it.
Okay.
Frogurt. And then Roxana. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Roxana.
Roxana.
That's what you kept singing the whole time.
You don't have to put on the red lights.
I think... I like her theory because she used the word DWG to describe Esau. So anytime that, but I Whitmore could be Jacob, right? And then Ben could be DWG. They had some friction on the island.
Well, there's definitely parallels, and there's kind of adds to that.
I think that could be what happens in the end. What do you think?
I don't know. I think they did kind of parallel the two for a reason.
Right.
I guess we'll just have to see.
Maybe Ben's been dead the whole time. Maybe Whitmore's been dead the whole time.
We don't know. I should go back and count how many times you said we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
Well, it's hard when you're
Hey, Mo!
You're trying to stay positive with Locke the whole time. It's $400 for a good cause, so you gotta... I don't know.
We don't know.
Then we had Tommy the Duck. Now, Tommy the Duck. He's watching season 3 and season 5. What does that add up to?
8.
And that's one of the numbers.
Whoa! Mind explosion.
So if you add up all the numbers, what do you get?
108.
There you go. So he was talking about Yimmy. Dead is dead. So he's wearing, I didn't notice it, but I haven't seen it. So he's wearing his priest staff. It's all black, but there's white. Could it be ash?
Mm-hmm. Or smoke.
Smoke.
Monster.
I don't know. What could be. I'll have to go back and watch it.
We don't know.
Anyway, staying positive. It could be white, could be ash.
It's like a Catherine Wig sketch, whatever her name is. I don't know.
I haven't seen Saturday Night Live in weeks, and I don't care.
Yeah, the only one that's been good this year is the one with Lady Gaga.
I don't even think I saw that one.
Oh, it was really good.
I did see that one. I'm sorry. I apologize. But that was all right.
Oh, it was really good, I thought. Yeah. I saved the whole show on that one.
It was okay.
What did you not like about it?
I don't even remember anything.
That one had where Madonna and her and Lady Gaga had a fight.
That was stupid.
But her performances were really good.
Oh, her singing's great. She's a great singer. Don't get me wrong. Kind of crazy with the outfits, but to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining. I often wear
You support the people that wear wigs, right?
Well, of course. But I often wear different outfits during a podcast and over and over again. The things that are just absurd and just get more attention drawn to me. Why do people always take pictures of me? I don't know. Why does the paparazzi follow me around? I don't know.
That's why she has a song, Paparazzi.
Does she have a song, Paparazzi? Mm-hmm.
She played it on Saturday Night Live.
I don't listen. The only time when I hear a song, I think when Justin Timberlake, that was the funniest one of the year.
That was last year.
Okay, last year.
Last
season when he did Mediocre Face.
Yeah.
For Poker Face. Because every time I hear that song, I think, Mediocre Face. It's great. But for me, most part, Saturday Night Live has just been a disappointment. And I apologize because I used to be a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Watched every episode, but now it's just gone down the It's time. You know what, Damon? Earlier in the interview, Damon was talking about an end date. It's time to put an end date for Saturday Night Live, or pick up the pace and let's be funny.
I agree. All right, but we've talked about that before.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm glad everyone's calling. Still getting into Lost. Mm-hmm. We're still pumped up. We're ready to go. We got a V pot. We got V coming up next week.
V's next week. Very exciting.
Flash forward. I think a lot of people. I think people are getting into Flash forward now.
Yeah.
I know this is the Lost podcast, but it's kind of going to take the. I think the problem with Flash forward is people think it's going to be Lost, and it's not going to be Lost, even though they've tried to kind of.
Yeah. Well, check them out if you haven't yet. And we do podcasts on Flash Forward, which you can check out on iTunes, Flash Forward Cast with Jay and Jack. Just search Jay and Jack, and you'll find all the podcasts we do. But we also do one for V, and V premieres next week on November 3rd.
I'm really excited about V.
We saw the pilot at Comic-Con, and it was really good.
We also do a Married Man podcast. It's more of an explicit podcast. More
it's about relationship questions, so you ask relationship questions.
And we're usually spot on.
well, we try our best.
We found out Dr. Phil is actually listening to us to get more information on how he can get better advice. So.
Oh, man, that guy. I watched the show one time, and I was like, really?
He's making money. He's fooling somebody.
Now what you're doing is wrong.
What you gotta be thinking.
All right. Jack,
I looked him right in the face and said no.
You ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yeah.
If you'd like to visit call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. It's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. Lost Podcast Comments and our theories. Also, you can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com.
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all important information.
I don't think anyone checks it out anymore.
Also, check us out on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack, where we update on anything that we work on.
Or Crackpot Jack.
Or Luke Vank.
Well, he won't answer your question.
I ask people's questions on my Luke Vank Twitter.
Not according to people who Twitter me.
Man.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just stating what people say.
For Nudia.tv, we've been talking to the new Lost band, the Oceanic Six.
Right, and this song is a cool song, and it's
stuck in your head.
It gets stuck in your head.
And we'll be premiering their video on our Nudia.tv schedule tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So you can check it out on Nudia.tv.
Just give you a hint. It's about Echo.
And... or if you want to subscribe on iTunes, search Nudia.tv on iTunes.
And also, Tuesday, we're going to have a montage of season 5 someone put together.
So it's Nudia.tv.
Right.
All right, Jack, you
so
ready to get out
Lost
of here?
Related. We're talking about Lost, and it's Lost related. So
that's exactly.
So no complaining.
You ready to get out of here?
And don't forget, we want to hear your input on a finale party in Los Angeles, California, where they have In-N-Out.
Where they have In-N-Out.
And if you haven't tried In-N-Out, you can go there. We'll have doctors on call to pump your stomach, and everything will be cool.
Yeah, so let us know. We got to kind of try and figure out what kind of place we're going to do it in, how many seats, all that kind of stuff. So
I was suggesting where they have the Academy Awards, but I kind of got
bored. Kodak Theater?
The Kodak Theater. I was like, oh, yeah, the Kodak Theater would be cool.
We'd have to make the tickets a little bit more than $25,
maybe
probably.
Maybe 30. 30 bucks. You know, then we got to have people, though. I have to get people that, because, you know, people have to use the restroom during the 2-hour finale. We'll have to have seaters.
Seat warmers?
Seat warmers. Like, people come in and then try not to look goofy when they're sitting next to the big star, going, I'm next to a big star. I'm next to a big star.
All right. We'll see you guys next time on the Lost Podcast.
The fake clapping. You can do the fake clapping on the scenes that, you know, you don't like the scene. You can't go boo, you know, because they do look at you and have to go. They'll be clapping. They'll be cheering. They'll be crying.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.